On Monday, the Montgomery County town of Florida voted unanimously on a resolution in support of a casino project to be located off I-90's exit 27 on a parcel overlooking the city of Amsterdam. The $250 million project is being proposed by Canadian developers Clairvest Group, Inc. and Great Canadian Gaming Corp. They're proposing a gaming facility that would also feature a 100-room hotel as well as dining and entertainment options. Now that the details have been presented to the public and the town board, Florida Supervisor Eric Mead said he feels, quote, 100 times better about siting a casino in his community.
There was no opposition to this, no picketing against casinos. Everybody was in favor, and we had full board support. It was 100% across the board. So now I feel, 100 times better, like I said, than I ever have.
Mead said Florida stands alone among communities considering welcoming a casino with its low level of resident opposition. On Tuesday night, the Amsterdam Common Council voted 4-1 in favor of the project that officials are saying could bring jobs to an economically depressed region. Amsterdam Mayor Anne Thain recently spoke in favor of casino development in her city.
For the city, the jobs and neighborhood revitalization and downtown rehabilitation and a vibrant waterfront combined with the casino amenities really would make Amsterdam a destination rather than just a pass-through on the thruway.
On June 24th, the Montgomery County Legislature will take a turn voting on the proposal. County Executive Matt Ossenfort believes the project will get the support it needs and said Montgomery County is unique in its position among the other counties in the capital region.
We really have some very strong support here in the community for what we're trying to do, and I think that speaks volumes about, number one, the project itself and the team we've put together, but also the need in this community. When you talk about 19% poverty rates, 31% of children living in poverty, that's almost one out of every three children living below the poverty line, that we are in an area that certainly could use a boost.
However, Montgomery County officials and the developers are asking that the New York State Gaming Commission approve their request to half the license application fee from $50 million to $25 million, and a 60-day extension of the state's June 30th deadline. Ossenfort said he is working with the involved communities and developers to draft the letter as time grows short.
It's often perceived as we do not want to pay the $50 million licensing fee. And really what it is, it's more of a deferment. By reducing the licensing fee from 50 to 25 million, you're reducing that upfront cost, which makes this project viable, but the state would recoup every penny of that fee reduction over a period of time through an increased percentage of the gaming revenue. So we're going to make the state whole. It's just a matter of the economics.
Ossenfort said he wants to make sure that the state is made whole, but the $50 million licensing fee is a barrier to Montgomery County as compared with other counties in the capital region. Elsewhere in the region, the Saratoga County Board of Supervisors recently voted to show its support for a casino project in East Greenbush in Rensselaer County. A project is part of a partnership between the Saratoga Casino and Raceway and Churchill Downs. The City of Schenectady and Schenectady County Legislature have also shown their support for a casino project. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.